The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
For joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. Let me adjust my audio a little bit on my end as I seem to be getting a tiny bit of feedback, but that's what happens when you do live radio, and that's what we're doing here today. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. Tom Appel is going to be along momentarily to tell us all about some of the latest vehicles that the folks at Consumer Guide have driven in the past few weeks. And, of course, we love your participation, whether it's via the email or via the telephone. Telephone-wise, it's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, very simply, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, why don't we not waste any time? Let's go to the Windy City of Chicago, home of Consumer Guide, and welcome the publisher of Consumer Guide, Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors, back to the broadcast. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning.
Well, let's begin by talking about kind of a general subject, and you and I have been in this business for quite some time. I know I've been doing this radio show, believe it or not, for 23 years, and have been a writer even longer than that. Certainly, we've touched on this before in other appearances here on the broadcast with yourself about brand perception, but let's focus in a little bit more on the American brands. I know when I talk to mechanics and folks that contribute here to the broadcast, they're ASE certified, and I ask them the question, you know, when you tear down an American vehicle of 2015 and compare it to an American vehicle of 1995 or 1985, do you really see a difference? And the answer is always a resounding yes. I mean, folks have really got to realize that the American car companies have certainly come a long way, even in the last 5 years, let alone the last 30 years.
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's a couple of cars, too, that demonstrate that more clearly than others. A particular example that comes to mind is the Chevrolet Cruze, which replaced the Cobalt, and that was such a leapfrog. I think the Cruze is sort of under the radar now, but when that came out, the giant step it made in terms of refinement, drivetrain refinement, cabin refinement, quietness, it was an amazing leapfrog forward. And I think we forget that now, but yeah, the American makes have come so far back to being competitive.
And the other thing that we have seen in recent times is what they call global platform sharing. Nowadays, we'll take Ford for an example. For the first time ever, we're getting the same Ford Focus vehicle, which is sold in Europe and all over the world here in the United States. In the past, automakers had not done that. So in many cases, a lot of cool cars never made it here to North America. But also, we should touch on the fact that that's still happening in some aspects. I know you did a piece on that a little while back, but certainly we're seeing a lot more of this global attitude.
Yeah, we are, and we can thank China for it in some part. For a long time, the European standards, the NCAP safety standards and emission standards, were so different from American standards, North American standards, that it was difficult to just bring those cars over. But there's been some homogenization of those, plus we've got China in the mix now, too, and you've got makers like General Motors making more money in China than they make in North America, and we're actually getting products now because they're built in China. And one example of that, for example, is the Buick Verano, a vehicle we might not have were it not for Chinese interest in a small luxury car.
That's That's a good point, Tom. If we didn't have that Chinese connection, we definitely would not have that Buick model. And certainly we can thank the country of China also for saving the Buick brand. We've touched on this before, but back when General Motors was paring down its brand portfolio, there was kind of a close race there between whether to kill Pontiac or kill Buick. But it was the Chinese equation that kept Buick alive.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people thought that, you know, General Motors might as well save a more modern brand. Buick still had, in the United States, this legacy of being an old man, stodgy car, or at best a doctor's car, as it was best known for some time. And some people thought, well, why not save Saturn? It's the modern brand with the modern, you know, UAW agreements and the modern dealerships. But ultimately, yeah, it was China that saved Buick. You couldn't have that brand successful in China if it wasn't an American brand.
As I said a few moments ago, I mean, we are so lucky here today that many of the same exact offerings that used to be exclusive to other parts of the world, the more sporty variants of different vehicles, they felt that Americans weren't up to the task of driving these more high-performance variants of various vehicles, and I use the Ford Focus as an example, and we're seeing much more of this global platform sharing, global vehicle distribution, but there are still some very cool cars, and I know you guys at Consumer Guide, consumerguide.com, did a piece just a little while back about wagons. There are some really, really cool wagons for sale in Europe and other parts of the world that we still can't get here.
Yeah, unfortunately, Americans resist the wagon, and you know, in the recent year, too, you can just look at a chart and see how Americans have just completely embraced the small crossover as opposed to the wagon. And, yeah, we still have this sort of this legacy resistance to wagons because that's what our parents drove, and wagons aren't cool. And that's a shame because the funny irony of that, I think, is that auto journalists almost universally embrace wagons, partially because we think they look cool, just because the utility is there.
So true. I mean, some of these modern-day wagons and some of the vehicles that you see over in Europe that they refer to in the British style as a shooting brake design, these can be really, really cool looking, and they're based on a car platform, so of course they're going to drive better than many of the larger sport utility vehicles, and certainly are going to be equally as useful, or in some cases, you know, even more useful as far as I'm concerned. Telephone-wise, the number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I noticed yesterday I took my 4-year-old daughter to the movies to see that movie Inside Out, and they were touting at the same movie theater the movie Vacation, which I can't believe is 30 years old. This is a revival of the old Chevy Chase National Lampoon movie. But back in those days of the 1980s, the family cross-country vehicle was the Truckster. It was a station wagon. But the family vehicle of today, as you say, is a full-size sport utility or a crossover, or, you know, God forbid, there are some folks that still love the minivan, and that's the ironic part too, that minivans have become actually quite cool in recent times. A lot of the minivans that I've had the pleasure of driving in recent months, the Kia Sedona, for example, and I know that's one of your best picks for 2015. I mean, this is thoroughly a modern vehicle, and anybody who's scared of the word minivan or scared of being seen behind the wheel of a minivan, they should go out there and take that Sedona for a drive.
Yeah, absolutely. The Sedona is a wonderful vehicle, and the minivan in general just makes the absolute best use of space of any vehicle on the market. Additionally, they're relatively efficient now. It used to be a time where you'd expect to get 15, 60 miles per gallon, but think direct injection, think 8-speed automatic transmissions, and just think modern engineering because, yeah, getting close to 20 in regular driving is completely possible now.
Hey, I want to congratulate the Daily Drive and sister publication Collectible Automobile for winning multiple International Automotive Media Awards for 2015. Folks can read about that at consumerguide.com. We're going to talk new cars and lots more with our good friend Tom Appel straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations and around the world via GCNlive.com.
On the road again. I'm on the road again. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Joining us here on Auto World, my name is Bob Long. We want to salute all of our great affiliate stations, and throughout the hour here, I'm gonna say hello to many of our great affiliate stations, but we'll begin with one of our flagship stations, the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Everybody listening in the Motor City, and thanks to Keith and everybody there who has been such a royal supporter of my work over the years at Motor Trend and Motor News Weekly and Auto World. I couldn't be happier to be on in the great city of Detroit, Michigan, on the rise. And, of course, we get the Woodward Dream Cruise around the bend. And speaking of very close to Detroit, another great city here in North America, home of another great international auto show, Chicago, home of Consumer Guide. That's where our very special guest, Tom Appel, is joining us live from. And Tom is a native of the Chicago area. And certainly, I'm sure in your career, in your lifetime, you've taken that drive over to Detroit for the Dream Cruise. Do you have any fond memories you could share with us, Tom?
I have to admit, I've never made it to the Dream Cruise.
Oh, shame on you. You must do it.
Yeah, shame on me. This is something I need to do.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is blown up. I mean, I've been lucky to be there and doing broadcasts probably five or six times, and it hasn't been around that long. It started in the middle 90s and started as just a grassroots thing just to raise money for local communities and playgrounds, and I believe last year there were about 40,000 vehicles and about 2 million people lining the streets of Woodward. It's coming up just around the bend here in this month of August. Definitely check it out. You can get on the website. It's always the third weekend in August, so the third Saturday in August. But they start cruising, believe it or not, Tom, actually about the Friday, the Monday before, let's be fair. I mean, Monday of Woodward Dream Week, they really start cruising, and some of the real cool cars get a lot of street action before the actual cruise begins. If anybody out there has a question about a new vehicle, if you're right now in that lucky position of being in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle and would like some free advice, we've got Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, with us to help you with that. And, of course, yours truly. I'm fortunate enough to get a vehicle delivered to me every week to evaluate. And let's see, this week's vehicle is the Volkswagen GTI with the manual gearbox. So I've been enjoying that in tornado red. And speaking of Volkswagens, you guys recently had the opportunity to test drive another new offering from the Volkswagen brand. This is the Tiguan. Before we talk about Tiguan, let's talk about Volkswagen seamless endless fascination with using funky names for vehicles. I mean, when you look at some of the ones that we've seen in the last decade, we've seen, of course, the Eos, and we've seen the larger sport utility, the Touareg. Volkswagen does at times come up with some funky names, but certainly the Tiguan has been a great success, and you guys took out the 2015 Volkswagen Tiguan S for a test drive this week. Tell us your thoughts about this VW.
Yeah, the Tiguan is an interesting vehicle in that it was launched into the compact crossover class before that was an exploding class, back really when the CR-V was really the primary competition and the RAV4. There wasn't too many other competitors really in there yet, but the Tiguan has grown a little bit old, but it's still a fantastic driver's vehicle, and it's due for a refresh in the next year or so, and we're going to see that coming soon. That said, there's nothing here that isn't a delight to do. The classic 2.0T engine still does what it needs to do. It's fun. It sounds good. It moves this vehicle with a certain amount of excitement. Fuel economy is pretty good. Ride and handling are fantastic. One complaint about this vehicle is simply that the price point's a little bit high when you add all-wheel drive. That said, it feels like a pricier vehicle. It just has that great European classic feel. The ride and handling, the quietness, the engine, it's a good vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely, and a pretty good handling vehicle, to say the least. But as you say, these Volkswagens can get a little bit pricey, and that's the case here of the Tiguan. Let's talk about that 2-liter turbocharged engine. That's the same engine that's in my Volkswagen GTI this week. My wife actually loves the Beetle, so she actually has a new Beetle with the smaller variant of that engine, the 1.8-liter turbo. But it seems like Volkswagen and Audi have really, I hate to say it, but beat this engine to death. I mean, they use it in so many different incarnations, and now they've got the baby, the 1.8. Personally, I like the 2-liter variant better. It's just got a little bit more oomph. I mean, why does such a large company such as Volkswagen rely so heavily on this 2-liter and now 1.8-liter four-cylinder across its Audi as well as Volkswagen portfolio, Tom?
Yeah, I don't know. Apart from cost, simplicity, model simplicity, they're only putting two engines in most of their vehicles now, the 1.8T and the 2.0T. And they replaced recently their 2.5-liter five-cylinder engine, which had been a base engine in so many vehicles, with that 1.8T. But I think there's cost savings. I think that, too, the 1.8T actually has proven to be incredibly fuel efficient for them. So that's something that's working in their favor.
Absolutely. I noticed that you guys, folks log on to consumerguide.com and take a look at the article that I'm looking at right now, the test drive of the 2015 Tiguan S, you've also got a first spin of a vehicle that I had a few weeks back that I was very impressed with, and I honestly didn't expect to be, and this is the 2016 Honda HRV. Now, when the folks at the delivery company, Johnny from the company down here told me that was going to be on my schedule, I was like, big yawn. But the fact of the matter is, I was really surprised with the driving dynamics of the HRV. It's a fun car. Kind of a baby CRV, has some interesting little styling elements, and they've integrated that rear door handle into the pillar up near the glass. But I enjoyed my time in the HRV, and I think they've got a hit there on their hands.
Yeah, the HRV is an interesting vehicle. It is problematic for me personally, just because I'm a big guy, and I find that that's one of the most confining of the new smaller crossovers being launched. But one of the things that the HRV adopts, that adopted from the Fit, the vehicle it's based on, is the rear seat that folds completely out of the way, giving you a virtual alley between the second row doors, which is fantastic for loading something like a big screen TV or a bicycle or even bicycles if you're careful. But yeah, the packaging efficiency is really great.
Another cool feature, and I know you guys showcase it here in the article on the HRV, is Honda's Lane Watch right side camera. Anytime you put on the right hand directional, the normal rear view camera turns into a right side camera, and that's quite clever and really helps with that blind spot. Kudos to Volkswagen on that. When we come back on the other side, as you hear the bumper music, Tom Appel is going to be telling us about some other new vehicles that the folks at Consumer Guide have driven, including a hot new Mazda crossover. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month, that's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Here on Auto World. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide, and we're taking your calls and emails. We won't forget about you folks on the other side of the radio, whether you're listening on one of our great affiliate stations like WEKI in Alabama, or if you're listening down in Fort Payne, Alabama, as we're focusing on the state of Alabama with WFPA, Mike Wallace, who once in a while will fill in for me here on the broadcast. Don't be a stranger, dial us up at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. We do have one question standing by via email, but before the break, I teased about a new crossover for Mazda, and the folks at Consumer Guide have had the opportunity to drive it. I'm a big fan of Mazdas in general, and can't wait to see what you guys have to say about the new crossover, which is called the CX-3. Tell us about it, Tom.
Yeah, Mazda finally bringing the CX-3 to the United States. I think this is one of the least surprising surprises of the past couple of years, because we all knew this vehicle was coming. And it caps an incredible year and a half of launches of what we could probably now call the subcompact crossover class. You know, we've got the 500X that came out, and the Renegade, and the Trax, and a number of other vehicles, and now Mazda's in the game. And I have not driven the vehicle personally. Our roving editor, Rick Cotta, gave this vehicle a spin and came back very impressed. He thinks it's one of the best in the class, and like Mazdas usually are in their particular segments, it's one of the sportiest in the class as well.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I really appreciate about Mazda. I mean, their advertising tagline, their marketing tagline for years has been zoom, zoom, and it is actually true. I mean, these vehicles definitely have a sporting attitude across the board. No matter what Mazda that you're driving, it's got a sporty attitude, and I appreciate that. And a lot of these vehicles are very elegantly styled by Derek Jenkins, who we've had the pleasure of being on the show here many times, design director departure for Mazda. So Mazda is a company I think that is definitely doing things quite well, and I would recommend and do recommend the Mazda products to folks all the time. Before we go any further, let's remind folks about all the good stuff that you've got available. And here's the best part of all, 100% free at consumerguide.com. And also tell us a little bit of a history lesson on Consumer Guide, Tom.
Yeah, Consumer Guide was founded in 1967 by the man who is still my boss. I joined the show way back in 2002, but we, you know, most famous for our print guides that were monthly for decades. We finally had to go commit to 100% to the digital in the mid 90s, and we eliminated the print a little bit later into the aughts. But yeah, every one of our new car reviews, and we review everything, is available at consumerguide.com. We try to have some fun, look at the industry, and look at some old cars too at the CG Daily Drive. Additionally, we do have a companion print magazine that's Collectible Automobile, these days run by the capable hands of John Beale, an auto car lover and historian, and that's a fantastic old car magazine that people should check out.
Absolutely, no question about it. We got an email question here from a gentleman. It's John, and John is listening to us in Oklahoma, and John is in the market right now for something that we were talking about a little bit earlier in this hour, and that's a family vehicle. He's looking for a family sedan. He says he hates to spend it, but he understands he's got to spend probably around $30,000 or so to get something decent. What are some of the vehicles that he should look at? What would you recommend, Tom?
In the family sedan category, a personal favorite, and this has a lot to do with the fact that it's got all sorts of front seat room and comfort, is the Honda Accord. It's probably the vehicle I might rush out and buy right now. I especially like it in the Sport Edition, which is the base four-cylinder car with a little bit of additional trim. But that's a favorite. There is, of course, the Camry, which was redesigned last year. Always a class competitive vehicle. Very refined, again, in four-cylinder trim, it gets the job done. And we shouldn't overlook the Altima, which for reasons that are not entirely clear to me, is just cleaning up in sales this year. Another roomy, mid-sized sedan with all sorts of space and pretty good value, too.
Very good suggestions across the board, absolutely. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 or bob@boblongradio.com. And again, if you are in the market for a vehicle and would like some free advice, we've got it for you, courtesy of myself and Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And here's a guy in a lucky place, and he's interested in acquiring one of the modern-day muscle cars. And he says he hasn't driven any of them yet. He says he would love a Hellcat, but can't afford that. Speaking of Hellcats, the folks at FCA have announced for 2016 they're going to double production of the Hellcat and have dialed back. There will not be any more 2015. So if you've got one in the order bank for 2015, you will get a 2016. At least that's what I've been told. But anyway, back to our question here. He is interested in all three. He would like it before the end of the year, so he's looking at the 2015 Mustang. He's looking at the present-day generation Camaro, not the upcoming all-new one. And he also says he has a warm spot in his heart for the Challenger and would like some recommendations from us. Tom, what do you think here?
Well, if we're using the term muscle car, I think the purest example of that right now are the Scat Pack versions of the Charger and Challenger, which get you into the SRT version of the Hemi V8, the 6.4-liter engine, which is just wonderfully muscle-bound, in the least expensive way to get into that engine. So it's still an RT. It's actually called the RT Scat Pack Challenger or Charger. But for under $40,000, you get a heck of a lot of horsepower.
That's a really good point. It's a great value, and as Tom says, that 6.4-liter engine now with 495 horsepower, 495 pound-feet of torque is just an incredible piece of engineering. You can get it with either the 7-speed manual or the wonderful 8-speed automatic. I prefer the automatic myself. If you get the automatic, then you get the cylinder deactivation feature, which allows it to run in V4 mode, and you can get some really decent mileage with this vehicle. And as Tom says, you get a lot of the goodies that normally are part of the SRT package, including the performance pages, part of the Uconnect system, which gives you, if you're an automotive geek like myself, there's just all kinds of goodies that you can dial up and look at, the gauges, all kinds of gauges and all kinds of readouts on how you're performing, and it's just a hoot. There's no other way to say it. So if you're looking for that pure muscle car experience, I would concur with Tom Appel on that. I myself haven't driven the new Mustang yet, very anxious to do so. And last week we were chatting with one of the executives from Ford, and I can't wait to drive that new Shelby GT350 with the 5.2 liter engine, but that's going to get up there in price. It's going to be more than $50,000, but uses a very interesting engine technology, a flat crankshaft, which you normally see in some of the exotic cars like Ferraris and Lamborghinis. And we played a soundbite last week, and certainly it has a very unique note. I have not... I've only seen that vehicle at the International Auto Shows. I've not actually heard it started in person, but certainly hearing the sound bites that are found online, that's a vehicle to be reckoned with if you like something that sounds like a race car.
Yeah, the flat plane crank is a fascinating thing, and it's my understanding, anyone correct me if I'm wrong, that this is the largest ever flat plane crank V8 engine in a production vehicle.
Yes, that I would not be surprised at all. That sounds about right, because when you look at some of the exotic manufacturers such as Ferrari, Lamborghini, Maserati, and those folks, they tend not to do the big plus 5 liter engines, although they're slowly creeping up there. It's interesting to watch as they continue to add more numbers to their acronyms for their various vehicles. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
It is my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station. Or if you're joining us online at GCNLive.com, welcome. And I want to remind all you folks to support all of the great sponsors on your local radio station. Support all the sponsors on this show. They're the ones that pay the bills, that pay my family's bills, and all of the radio stations around the country that are bringing you great programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free in most instances. Speaking of the stations that are 24/7, some of them, of course, are daytime-only stations, but they're giving you it for free, so support them, please. This is Auto World. We've been around 23 years. We expanded in 2013 to mirror a couple of programs that I did for quite some time, Motor Trend and Motor News Weekly, so we are blessed to be on a ton of radio stations around the nation, and we thank all of the great program directors for support. We also thank all of our great contributors, including the gentleman who joins us today, Tom Appel, who's the publisher of ConsumerGuide.com. That's your homework assignment for the week. Log on to ConsumerGuide.com and click on the blog section, because not only are you going to get the reviews, you're going to get some funny stuff. Lots of cool stuff. Just looking at the ones here from the past few days. First look at the 2016 Cozy Coot. Now, explain to our listeners a little bit about that, Tom.
A little bit, and explain that Consumer Guide Automotive sort of kicked off in 1973 when Frank Piler came on board. Frank is a longtime member of the North American Car of the Year jury, just retired. But he was sort of the first publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Brought us into the modern age by getting our manuals all together, the monthly guides up the guide. And Frank is also something of an artist, and he has been drawing a lot of cars for a lot of years. And every now and then, for no particular reason, Frank will draw something that no one expects. And in this case, Frank has redesigned the very popular Play School Cozy Coupe for senior citizens, and that is the Cozy Coupe vehicle you see before you.
I love the city name as well as the license plate. People have got to check that out. You've also got a great story about looking back in time, the 10 best cars of 1974. If we have time, we'll talk about that. And also a future collectible. This is the 2006 Pontiac G6 GTP convertible, and this was the retractable hardtop convertible from Pontiac, and definitely a future collectible. Another potentially future collectible because you don't see too many of them, but you can get them for some relatively short money today. You can get them for relatively short money when they were new. You shine a spotlight here on the 74 to 78 Datsun B210 hatchback. It's been so long since I've seen one of these on the road, I forgot how striking this vehicle actually is. That good design work for Datsun / Nissan there back in the 1970s.
Yeah, this is sort of a benchmark car for Japanese car makers in America in that, one, it took its own styling turn. I think it's refreshingly, at the time it was refreshingly cleanly styled. But additionally, it was a very conventional vehicle for a lot of reasons, and it sold very well. And I think that this might have been one of the turning point cars in which Americans started to embrace Japanese vehicles en masse. And there were a lot of these sold.
Absolutely, so true. Speaking of a lot of vehicles being sold, Jeep very cautiously put four doors onto the Wrangler a number of years back and created the Wrangler Unlimited, and they were worried about how it was going to do, and it did huge. I mean, it was a tremendous success. I see them all over the place. Lots of folks who always wanted a Wrangler but had a family or just needed more room and couldn't utilize the two-door variant were very happy about this vehicle. Some of the hardcore Jeep enthusiasts don't particularly like the off-road prowess of this vehicle, but you guys recently took a test drive of what appears to be a very special edition that may be decked out a little bit more for those who like to go off-roading. It's called the 2015 Jeep Wrangler Ultimate Altitude Edition, and it's a striking vehicle.
Yeah, the Altitude is an interesting model in that it's sort of a high-value member of both the Wrangler lineup and the Grand Cherokee lineup. But what you get is a lot of exterior trim. You get some blackout trim, blackout wheels and tires, and some additional interior equipment. And you get a vehicle that's a little bit less expensive than a fully loaded version if you were to step upward. But ours can do just over $40,000 with the hardtop.
I just saw this feature, so I got to bring this up here. Just logging through some of your funny stuff here. Cars of Walmart. You've been doing this in various stages. I just caught part two that you put up on August 30th. And again, another reason why folks need to check out Consumer Guide, because you see quite the variety of vehicles at Walmart. I mean, I'm not going to give away everything here. You do see some rather unusual vehicles, such as one of the ones that you're showing here, which is a Mercury Cougar with a not from Detroit, but a factory added Landau X roof on it, and very 1970s looking. I like the luggage rack on the back too, but the other thing that I noticed at Walmart, and it goes to show you that, you know, it depends on priorities, and I tend to be this way. You know, I'm the car geek here. You know, I would think nothing of spending. Well, I would think something of it, but I wouldn't hesitate to spend a lot of money for a Corvette or a Challenger or Mustang or Camaro or something like that, or, you know, if I really wanted to go crazy, you know, some of the high-end AMG cars or Porsches or the Jaguars F-Type R. You do see these vehicles at Walmart, which goes to show you that, you know, folks that have money or make a lot of money, in many cases, they like to get a bargain when it comes to regular everyday stuff. So it doesn't necessarily mean. I remember I just saw recently, Tom, you'll like this. You know, Mercedes has got that new revised edition of the Maybach, which used to be its own standalone brand. Now they've integrated that into the lineup in the S-Class lineup.
Yeah.
But I saw one of those brand new $200,000 Maybach sedans, and the woman was just loading up with all kinds of goodies from Walmart. So it goes to show you, you know, whatever, you know, it doesn't mean if you got a lot of money that you don't like to save.
Well, they say it takes money to make money. If you can afford to buy in bulk, I guess you go ahead and do that.
But this is great. I didn't see this before. So, cars of Walmart, multiple parts available for you at consumerguide.com. I love all the humor that you guys put into all of the great work that you do there at Consumer Guide Automotive. Okay. We got another question here, and this one has come in from Henry. And Henry is listening to us in California. Henry wants to know if either one of us has driven the new Hyundai Sonata. The next generation, not the swoopy one, but the current 2015 edition. And ironically, I had the hybrid a few weeks back. Tom, have you spent much time in the current 2015 Hyundai Sonata?
Not much time, and I would call it an evolution of the previous vehicle. If you like the old Sonata, you'll certainly like the new Sonata. The styling is updated, and it rides and handles just a little bit better. But what's big news is that the interior is nicer, and they've gone a lot of distance to updating the interface, the digital interface. Now, Apple CarPlay is now available in the vehicle, for example, and that works very well. But, yeah, a lot of little changes, slightly better vehicle.
Here's a great question here. This one comes from Joe. He says, and Joe is in Florida, he says he's a current owner of a 2011 Chrysler 300. He's hearing that the all-new Chrysler 300 is a much better vehicle. Is that true? I will say wholeheartedly, it is a whole different ball game. And Tom, I believe that's one of your best picks for 2015.
Yeah, we like the 300 a lot, and the changes, great deal of styling changes, but there's been a lot of little refinements, too. The interior is nicer, it's a little bit quieter. There's not a lot of big changes that were made to it, although the 8-speed automatic is a change since 2011 that matters a lot when it comes to fuel economy. And anyone thinking about the V8, I would suggest that you seriously consider the V6. The Pentastar 3.6-liter V6 mates very nicely to Chrysler's 8-speed automatic transmission, and the fuel economy results are pretty exciting.
Yes, that is absolutely true. Now that you can get that 8-speed automatic across the board, that really does wonders for fuel economy. And when equipped with a V6 engine, that really does great. And the 200 is another vehicle which is just leaps and bounds over its previous generation. Check that one out as well. And speaking of the 10 best cars of 2015, you can check that out at consumerguide.com. Tom Appel, thank you so much for joining us here today for Auto World.
Baby, let's
go. That's gonna do it.
Away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.